Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rumi, it's Joey Allen from Warrant.
Joey, how are you, man?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm good. I've had you on the air with me many times over the years. I used to be on KNAC back in the day in L.A.
Wow. Where are you at now? Are you in Minnesota?
I'm in Minneapolis now for 22 years, dude. It's crazy.
It's a good place, man.
It really is. You know, I mean, I didn't think I would last this long, but I got here.
Right.
I figured I'd be here a couple of years, but this is a rocking town. It really is.
Yeah. Do you have kids?
I don't. I've devoted my life to rock and roll.
Because I heard it was a great place to raise kids.
Yeah, it really is, man. I mean, the quality of life here is through the roof, you know? I mean, you're a Midwesterner kind of, Indiana boy, right?
I was born in Indiana, yeah, but yeah. My parents moved to SoCal when I was about 8.
So oh, right on. So you've been
here. Yeah, but I'm getting disenfranchised. I mean, I'm 55 now, and it's time to...
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I should be politically correct and say that I might move one day.
No, I get it, man. I mean, I was in LA for 8 years and I figured I'd end up going back. But now, I'm 48. I'm like, no, I did the LA thing. I had a blast doing it. And I think I'm kind of done with it at this point. I still go back to visit some friends.
Yeah, I got a young kid and I don't know if I want to raise him here anymore. So we'll see.
I get it. Well, you we've know? Had you here. Actually, Warrant just played my Rock Timber gig that I've hosted over the last 5 or 6 years a few times, and you guys bring it hard every time.
Oh, thank you very much, man. We try to do what we can do, and you play these songs for 30 years and you finally get good at it, right?
I was gonna say, you guys are better now. I mean, it's hard to believe, to say that out loud, than you were then. You're on your Dirty 30 tour, which is a brilliant name.
That is from my agent.
Really?
Yes. We had the idea of, hey, it's 30 years, let's do something, and then he came up with that and went to a fair buyers convention, and he sent us a poster of that. And I'm like, who came up with that? That's brilliant.
It is.
I got to get credits due. You
got to give credit where it's due.
He's actually in Minneapolis, so maybe he'll be listening.
Oh,
today,
right on, know? Right on. I can't believe it's been 30 years since Dirty, Rotten, Filthy, Stinking Rich came out. It's unbelievable.
And we're still alive. That's the
that's
the anomaly. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's crazy. So, or at least most of us are. God bless Lane. But yeah, dude, we're just happy to be playing and blessed and when you get a little older and you're like, okay, this, you know, you slow down a little bit, you're not running around as much like a madman.
Yeah.
And you play better, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that's got to be it. I mean, dude, 9 studio albums since Louder, Harder, Faster. The new one is just, to me, badass. Harder edge sound of the record harkens back to Dog Eat Dog for me. Your third album with Warrant.
Very cool. Yes, sir. That was a fun one to make with Wagner. But the recent one we made with Jeff Pilson was a blast, and I think everybody was firing on all cylinders, so to speak, during the recording of that CD.
How was it working with Jeff? I mean, Jeff's got quite the pedigree himself. He's been in 18 bands. He's a killer producer.
There's two ways to look at it. Number one, if you're a Dokken fan, you're sitting there going, wow, I'm sitting here all day with the bass player from Dokken.
Right.
You know, I was a fan, and you're like... So you kind of get the fanboy vibe going on a little bit, and then you got to sit back and just get it done. And it's a pleasure to work with him. I mean, there was no tugging, anything out of anybody. He was he's just a well-natured guy, and he really knows music well. So when you got to go to some, that's what a producer's there for. Is like, you know, when you hit a stump and you're like, wow, I don't know what to play here solo wise, or I don't know what to do here, and then. Since he's so musical, he's just super, it's super easy, you know?
And the guy's in Foreigner now for a few years, so he's been in that band for a long time.
He's the MD, in Foreigner, so he's grooving with them, and he's an amazing human being as well as an amazing musician and producer, and couldn't say more nice things about Jeff. There's not enough niceness to say about Jeff. He's just wonderful.
Well, that's good to hear. You actually left Warrant for 10 years... And I became a computer genius working for Microsoft. what's more fun, binary code or touring the world for screaming fans and ripping on guitar and Warrant?
It depends on what you're programming for. I wouldn't call myself a genius. I would call myself an enthusiast.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, I mean, I did database admin for about 6-7 years, one way or the other, be it for support in a support role at a company, or if I actually helped run a database for a company. So I think there's, not speaking for all data guys, but I think there's a life that you do it for so long and then you get burnt out. And that's basically what happened to me. And right when I was getting burnt out, Warrant was calling saying, "Hey, what are you doing, dude?"
Yeah. So that was from 94 to 2004. You were doing that, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. Pretty much. Yeah. Okay. 95, 96. Okay. I took a few years to mess around and
nice, and
get my head straight. But I prefer to rock and roll, to answer your question in a roundabout way. I prefer the rock and roll stage over the database platform.
I had a feeling that would be your answer, actually.
Data makes the world go round, right?
Yeah, it does. Not to dredge up a sad and unfortunate memory, but you brought up Janie a little bit ago. This past weekend was 8 years since the untimely death of Janie, your one-time amazingly gifted songwriter and singer. Had a big hand in all of Warrant's big hits, Down Boys, Uncle Tom's Cabin, Heaven, I Saw Red, Big Talk, of course, Cherry Pie.
Yes.
That's still got a sting, I would imagine, this, 8 years
in. It does. Just makes my skin crawl to think that he's not with us.
Yeah.
You know, when you brought his name up there, I mean, for me to bring it up, I'm like, it's because he was a brother of
mine. Sure, of course.
When you bring it up, it just makes my skin crawl. Like, it didn't have to happen. It was
right.
It sucks. It's horrible, but there's nothing we can do but pay tribute to the beautiful songs he did write. And that's what we do.
Let me tell you, man, Robert Mason. Wow. No disrespect to Janie, of course, obviously, but this guy's brought a whole new energy level to Warrant, in my opinion.
He's the real deal. And he has a lot of respect for the lineage and what Lane did. And they were good friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I couldn't think of a better guy to do it. He's been with us for
10 years, I'm here.
11 years now?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I lost count. I've been in a band, Warrant, longer with Robert than I was with Lane.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Wow, man.
It's crazy, yeah. But he really respects it, and that's what makes it special because he goes out there and he gives it his all and he takes it for real.
He does. I mean, not only a killer singer, but a dynamic frontman and performer, too. He's been in the band for that long, and even with the original lineup of you and Eric and Jerry and Steven, you can't take your eyes off this dude on stage. He's that good.
He's good at what he does. I agree.
Yeah.
110%. Yeah. He's a lovely human being for a singer.
For a singer.
Oh, takes a dig at the singer.
LSD.
Hey, it's allowed at one time in an interview. Come on.
Well, we're so stoked that you guys are headlining our Jack FM Rock Night for Cork and Country Days this Saturday night. And it's also the ending point. I lead a Harley ride every year for a charity gig called Hogs for Heroes, 5th annual Ride with Remy. And also, you're going to be inundated with a bunch of bikers, too. And I saw in the video for Louder, Harder, Faster, you're used to that.
You know what we are? We do a lot of events like that. And Mason's a rider. He's big into that.
Right.
So I don't know if, I know we're flying in day of, so it'd probably be difficult to get him on a bike.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be toasty. But he does that a lot. He participates and I get it. I love it. I love bikes. I live in Southern California where if you ride one, it's like pinball around here.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's just insanity. You were here.
What I loved about SoCal. You could cut lanes. I mean, it's dangerous, but, on
right.
the freeway, people are doing 85 between two lanes of traffic.
Yes, it's insane. And I would ride a bike in a heartbeat if I didn't live in Southern California. I just think it's insane. When I see a guy on a bike here, I think the guy's just crazy because I there's too many people, man.
Yeah, it's just gotten so much bigger and, more populated since when I was there. You're right.
Yeah, man.
Well, thanks so much for calling in, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Joey Allen of Warrant, lead guitar player in the band. I've been blowing out tickets for Cork and Country Days all this week and meet and greet, so you're going to have some of our listeners back there to hang with you in Firehouse. They're who's opening the show.
Yes, good friends of ours. We're fired up. We can't wait. We will be there ready to shred for everybody this Saturday.
Looking forward to it. Great talking to you, Joey. Thanks, man.
Remy, thanks, brother. Good to talk to you, too.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.